The ages high, long, minor, gale, less than thine abris meek flame, daddy vast and mayor and sin, unto better hair scene. Oh, be good is dear for travel, Jesus dear, I gave me. Sailing through bandits to show and
dine supply and everything. Bear me hin and Lebensstürmen, peaceful land.
That is my love. Fear and makes us Satan often, named and mine is Sailing. All we go is dear vertrauen, Jesus dear, our gaming mate. Sailing through bandits to show and dance to blind and ailingly. Hundreds of looked happy kindly, sad and happy, nor of thee. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, sage ich, ergebe mich. Seh ich droben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, das kein Liebel mich erschreckt. Mit dem Schatten deiner Fliege sei mein wehrlos Hauptfrieden. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe mir. Sailing droben, nicht zu schauen, dein zu bleiben, ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, volle Sehnung, sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinig mich herein. All we go is dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist Jahres Lebensquelle, die den Durst auch ewig still. Sei denn Borgen meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig mich.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. God's truth and God's word he hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be, and heaven a drooping, a penny, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing out there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are singing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. When he sees me, sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he loves me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Your mind is not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hands. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Let me gain, let me gain, not he is the maker's name. Mine is still his part for learning. He will give it to and for him. On for sign and throw to stand. On for sign and throw to stand. Jesus lead, Jesus lead, son it is your work and breathe. Oh, I'm very dying common, doth he dort me all and from him, shall dine all as long ye see. Shall dine all as ungazy. Ach, wie schön, ach, wie schön, ist der Engel locketen. Hat dich fliegen, fliege eberst allen hier. I day now not see your name. I day now not see your name. Be there sign, when the game's all mine. In the statt der goldenen Gassen. Herr, mein Gott, ich kann's nicht fassen, was das wird für Vanessein. Was das wird für Vanessein. Paradies, Paradies, wie ist deine Frucht zu sehen? Unter deine Lebensweinen wird uns ein Allerbeteinen. Bring uns her ins Paradies. Bring uns her ins Paradies. I like what it says over in Isaiah. If you accept the truth for your day, I will remember your children. Everybody that is anybody that has any brains at all and has a concern, has any ambition at all, mm-hmm. he's concerned about his children. Just that simple. It's just something that's built in. But people nowadays, they don't even care about that. Mm-hmm. And all it says over in Isaiah, if you will accept the truth for your day, it's really, when you condense it, you know, when you condense it, if you accept the truth for your day, I'll remember your children. So you don't have to worry about the rest. I remember my world all falling apart, and I didn't know no God, I didn't know nothing about no prophet. I never knew that. And then the Lord had every right, my whole world came falling apart. Mm-hmm. And the Lord showed up, and seek the Lord while he may be found. And I found all, everything we know here, we found it because God's grace and mercy reached down, and then he gave me that scripture in Isaiah. If you get yourself to a place, because in the days of Isaiah, he was that truth for his day. He was the voice of God. Mm-hmm. And they rejected him, and they treat you like trash, just like they are today. They treat you and I like we're some kind of piece of trash, something mm-hmm. to mock. Mm-hmm. See, God's not going to be mocked now, and will let us to be mocked. If they rejected Hosea, you could go back and read the whole story about Hosea and how the Assyrians came in, they took them away. They took them out into slavery. That's where they still are today. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when people forget God, when you reject the truth for your day. This is here what you and I are saying. That's the truth for our day, for the church age of Laodicea. The fact that God sent a prophet, the old Lord sent Elijah the prophet, and then he passed on, and then he sent Brother Jackson, and he passed on, and now we're just putting in the finishing touches. And then once we're done, then that rapture happens. We'll be here till that rapture. You can be rest assured. And then if you reject what we have to say, I tell you what, God will want to forget your children. And you're bringing it on yourself. If you think you can get away with mocking us and doing everything they put us in the house, well, just come on a payday. There's a payday just up the road here. And they just get worked up because these thugs, they get away with everything. They're the criminals, and they're the one that's walking free. And we're the ones that have to put up with their garbage. But see, we don't mind that at all because it's all part of the program. That's what they did to the people mm-hmm. before us. That's what they did to Jesus. That's what they did to the apostles. And that's what they're still doing today. But see, the thing of it is, they hide themselves as they were these holy people. They're not holy. They run to the core. Mm-hmm. And they just pretend like they're holy people. And just like it was back in the days in the scribes and the Pharisees. Right. They had the people so brainwashed that when Jesus told them about them, and then they said, oh man, who can be saved then? Well, the same thing today.
Yeah, and Jesus said, you are of the Father, you're devil. We just imagine that he saying that to these holy people, you are of your father, the devil. And you can just imagine what went through people's heads when he said that to the so-called holy people of the day and hour of Jesus. And, you know, but that he just told them the truth.
Yeah, if you've got a concern about your children, you just believe the message for your day. Amen. That's the only thing you can do. You can't do nothing for them. You can have 50,000 bodyguards around them 24/7. You still can't protect them. The only way you could protect them is if you have the scripture. If you accept the truth for your day. It's what it was back in Hosea, because he said to Hosea, Hosea said to the people, because you rejected knowledge. You rejected them. And I will forget your children. And they take the flip side of it. Sometimes I like reading the flip side to get the real picture. If you accept the message for your day, if you accept the truth for your day like it was in Hosea, then I will remember your children. It's just that simple. You could go work 24/7 trying to protect your children. That don't mean nothing. If you reject the truth, God's going to forget him. I don't care how holy you are and how many walls you got around him and all that. You can't protect them. Especially in this hour we're living in. They come in and they hijack these children and they steal them and then sell them on the world market. You see a lot of stuff on TV where they just come in and they go to these shopping malls and before you know it, their kid is gone. And they end up, they made movies about it, and they end up somewhere overseas selling into the slave camp, selling into the sex slave. And it's, if you forget, if God doesn't remember your children, that's what's happened to them. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. You could be living in a commune and think you're free. Well, there's time coming when you're not going to be free. If you keep rejecting and rejecting, that's what's going to happen, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God did not spare the natural brain. He ain't going to spare these Hutterites because they think there's, we've been here 400 years and the Lord's taking us care of it. Yeah, but there's coming a payday. There's coming a judgment day. And we're just putting the truth out. If you reject that, there's no more hope for you. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vantage where the grace of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful line of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, we'll continue it, what we were talking about yesterday. Keep exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. Matthew 7, verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. You've got to be on the alert. It's one of the things, first things Jesus said when he was asked what's going to be the sign at the end. He said, beware lest any man deceive you. And people, they go down the road alive as if they didn't even see it. Mm-hmm. You and I, we're aware of what they do. Watch out for false religions. Watch out for false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but then they are vicious wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorns or figs from thistles, are they? And in the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. You're trying to tell me that guy, you're trying to tell me that grapes are gathered from thorns. You know, you know they're not, and that figs are gathered from thistles. And then they're standing in the pulpit of this world trying to tell me they're holy people when you and I know they're not.
Mm-hmm.
That simple. I'll use a different translation here. You got to read different translations many times. It says up here the tree and its fruit. See, that other tree is not a good tree. Oh, my daddy, we're 24/7 trying to make that tree bear good fruit. And man, he worked day and night, and then he had church on Sunday, Sunday school, church in the evening, and then the next day, church in the evening again, and then throughout the week, church every day, and German school, and oh, did he ever try to make that tree bear good fruit. But a tree and its fruit, but no matter how hard you try, and you can't make it, but tree bear. You cannot make a bad tree bear good fruit, no matter how hard you try. These up here, a tree and its fruit. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. And we're not talking about prophets, we're talking about religion. Beware of false religions, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorn or figs of thistle? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. I didn't write the Bible. I'm just reading it here. I like different translations. It comes out sometimes a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are various, voracious wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Grapes are not gathered from thorns or figs from thistles, are they? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree is not able to bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree to bear good fruit. It's utterly impossible. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will recognize them by their fruits. I'll read it again in German. Sehe dich vor den falschen Propheten, den falschen Religions, den Schafskleider zwei kommen, inwendig aber sind sie reisende Wölfe. An ihren Früchten sollt ihr sie erkennen. Kann man auch Trauben lesen von Dornen oder Feigen von den Disteln? Also ein jeglicher guter Baum bringt gute Früchte, aber ein fauler Baum bringt arge Früchte. Ein guter Baum kann nicht arge Früchte bringen und ein fauler Baum kann nicht gute Früchte bringen. Ein jeglicher Baum, der nicht gute Früchte bringt, wird abgehauen und ins Feuer geworfen. Darum, an ihre Früchten sollt ihr sie erkennen. And we're talking about, more or less about religion, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The people that run that religion, of course they're false, and they're false prophets, and they put up a, like, pretend like they're holy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
With a certain dress code, and they're the biggest criminals. I've just seen it during the night again. They're the biggest criminals on planet Earth, these religionists, these zealots in the pulpit, and they're allowed to run free. And you and I, we're doing work 24/7 to try to bring a truth out, to do what the Lord wants us to do, to express the unfruitful works of darkness, and we're put in the outs. It's an upside down world, you know. You just look around you. It's all self-explanatory. The minute you read the Bible, all of a sudden, everything is crystal clear. That's what we've done all our lives. That's why I couldn't allow myself to be adjusted to that other idea of life, because I saw the corruption in it. this day, it just becomes worse and worse. Things will wax worse and worse. It's not going to get any better, no matter how many rules and regulations you make. And it's just not a good tree. You don't have to, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that that Hutterite tree is not a good tree. Yeah, right. When you look at it from the outside, it might look all right. But when you get in there and you see how people are treated, then, oh, man, it just can't even be. Like I'm grateful that the Lord put me through their torture chambers. Now I can come back and I can tell people what's going on. And if I hadn't gone through their torture chambers, I wouldn't be able to say the things. That's I wouldn't right. be able to expose it. Mm-hmm. For what it is. The Lord took me through it. And I'm not bad at those people because they did a number on me, but it's it because it says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. You just give it to the Lord. Lord, you deal with it. You know what you're about. You know how to treat people. Lord, I'm not going to take vengeance in my own hand. I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to just hope and pray that somewhere along the road of life they might wake up and see their, see how corrupt that system mm-hmm. is, and drop it like you and I. We dropped it like a hot potato, and we got the corruption in it. And I tell you what, I begin to see reality for what it was. I told my dad, he was trying to get that thing going. He wanted something like a cent to try to raise money to give it to the people in India, missions to India. And he couldn't even do that. And he was so frustrated, I think he had a little bit of a stroke. And I went and told him, that tree, you're trying to make that tree bear good fruit. It's certainly impossible to raise even 1 cent per person per in the colony for to give it to missions to India, because missions to India is apparently a good thing. That you could get this off the ground, then that would prove to me that tree can bear good fruit. But it can't even raise up 1 cent per colony per person to give to missions to India. And I told him that tree can't bear good fruit. Well, he didn't like to hear that, because all his life he put mm-hmm. in that we try to get this tree to grow good fruit. But it says right here in the Bible that it's only impossible that a good tree can bear bad fruit, and a bad tree can bear good fruit. Just the proof is in the pudding. It cannot do it. All it can produce is another Hutterite. Mm-hmm. And just that simple. But see, we get the full consequence. We're saying things the way they are. We live in reality. And I'm grateful to the Lord that He put me through all that to teach us exactly what's going on mm-hmm. in these religious systems. And they're all the same. The Amish are even worse. And then the Society of Brothers, it's all just the Satanist ahead of it. Mm-hmm. We've been given a band-aid. We've been given from Jesus and from the lips of Jesus back when He was here before He went to Calvary. He told us what's going to be eternal life. This is going to be eternal life that they believe on them and I will send. And He sent these seven angels to the church ages of the Trout of Grace age. And here we're in the last church age, and He's given us Brother Branham and Brother Jackson to continue on with the program. Anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel is not fit for a dog to eat. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but dung. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for this another day of life, for the many things You do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that You've allowed us to go through these torture chambers. You've allowed us to be persecuted and put in the out simply because here in these closing days of time, so that we'll have something to tell the people, the truth, these closing days of time, and the ways is where people can come to and given us the truth for these closing days of time, Lord. We just pray You'll open the hearts of the people, and Lord, I pray You lift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're just exposing the unfruitful works of ours. I know when you're in that system, you think this is the end all, wear all, but the Lord took me out to show me exactly what's going on. And now He's got me to start up this website, and He brings you on board, and He let me know, without Lorraine, there is no program. Sam, you might as well just give up right now. Everything you've done up till now doesn't mean a hill of beans. Mm-hmm. From here on, you can't do nothing unless you bring Lorraine on board. And that's what we did. And then we've been trucking for 7 years. And then we got acquainted with each other. And then the Lord took us off the truck. And He give us the mandate to have these daily breads and tell people exactly what's going on in the day and hour we're living mm-hmm. in. And today we want to just continue to talk about these unfruitful works of these false religion, that false outright religion. And like I say, we went to see that Amish guy here a while back, and they're the same thing. That Amish and all these cults, they're all of the same.
They are.
They use the same moose, the same pattern, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some are a little bit more religious. Some have a more of a stricter dress code and all that garbage. And that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. Where it's at. You and I, we have the full counsel of God. We walk right back into Ephesians 1 when God, that great eternal spirit, had himself a counsel. But he did. He made a blueprint. We got to bring everything in today's language so people can understand it. Did not know what a council is. God sat down and made himself a blueprint. And then I don't know how long it took him because there was no time. There was no universe out there to keep time with. It wasn't working in time. And he might have took eons and eons of ages. But one day, or there wasn't even a day back then. But the circumstances was that someday he had that finished product, and then when he saw that blueprint that he had written, he lifted up his arm, he said he's going to see to it that that blueprint will be executed right to the T. That's why you have all these wars, because what it is behind it is the spirit of the living God, because he made a certain blueprint. He made a blueprint, and that blueprint, Israel is going to build their temple here in these closing days of time, and they'll take their borders. And what the devil is trying to do is trying to stop it. And all God has said is that you can go read it in Ephesians. He lifted up his arm and he said, he's going to see to it that that counsel that he had with himself is going to be executed right to the knee. And you and I, we just happen to tap into the fact that here he comes. The truth is marching on. We just happened here in the 20th century. God sent a prophet. That's all part of that program. That's all part of that blueprint. That here in the 20th century, he's going to send back that Elijah spirit. That Elijah prophet. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the dreadful day of the Lord comes. It's mm-hmm. just up the road here, just within a few years. And all hell will break loose, and then and comes the day of the Lord, and the planet will rock to and fro like a drum. All you and I know, we're just reading the blueprint for people that have not exercised their God-given ability, what they should have been doing. They should have all done what we're doing. We sought the Lord while he may be found.
Mm-hmm.
We got into that word, and we started digging, and we began to see how corrupt that Hutterite system is for what it is. And we're just bringing it out because the people are so deceived that when we come along and we tell them, they think we're blaspheming about
right.
these religious leaders, these Leonards from Delta, and that guy from Acadia there. And it's a pretty tough road to hold because first you got to convince the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. you got to expose the unfruitful works that aren't, because they think we're blaspheming. No, we're telling people the truth. That Hutterite system and that Dandria there, they were not part of that council. I just said it over and over again. Back in the 1500s, when Martin Luther came on the scene, Martin Luther was part of that great council. He was one of those people that Jesus said he's going to send throughout the grace age. In the 1520, here comes Martin Luther walking down the steps of the Vatican. And they came out, just to live by faith. And he was there for 100 or 200, however long that church age lasted. And anything outside of Martin Luther's message back then is nothing but it comes from Satan. And along, and I went into history, in 1530, along comes Jakob Hutter, Andreas Ehrenpreis, Peter Riedemann, and God only knows how many other thugs. Satan's tongue to try to combat and do everything they possibly could to shut down Martin Luther. And they succeeded because that age of Martin Luther, it didn't last very long. You can go back and read it to the Church Age of Sardis. It, it kind of, that light went out because he had all these forces sent in to try to combat exactly what Martin Luther was trying to, just to live by faith. And see what they did. They brought the Hutterite Church and all these religions. They dragged them right back into communism again, exactly into the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. That's what you see. That's all that other thing is. It's a cage. It's a hole of every foul and hateful bird. It's purebred communism. And it's actually communism on steroids. That's what it is. You can't even make a move. Even you got people locked up in the compound without even a wall there. That's how powerful that thing is.
They don't even realize it, that they're locked up, you know, because they think that's the way to live. But it's deception. Like I knew very young that Hutterite system was not the way to heaven. And my soul and my spirit, very young already, was searching for something, you know. And when the Lord saved me when I was 21, I read my Bible. And I came to a point, there's something more that God has that I just don't understand. And it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson that I realized, you know, this is what I've been searching for ever since I was young. You know, it wasn't that I find my soul and spirit found no satisfaction in that religious organization. It didn't. It was just a religious system, and it's just a way of life, like a business. And that people are in it. Like I know probably for some people it's that's all they'll ever accomplish in life is living there. But something in me knew this is not it. That is not what I wanted. My soul and spirit were seeking for something. And I was reading here today, and I will read it just to let you know. Like the Pharisees back in the days of Jesus, they were always arguing, trying to catch him somehow. And then he said, I'm the light of the world. And the Pharisees, they said, you testify of yourself and your testimony is not true. And Jesus was trying to tell them, you know, if you would know me, you would know the Father. If you would know the Father, you would know me. He was trying to tell them something. But, you know, he couldn't get through their religious garb that they had. And then he came and he said, you people are from below. You see, that's what these people are, these religious leaders. They're really from below. They're just natural. That means from below, they're just fleshly, natural people. And they do not understand the things of God. You people are from this world. And that's all they are. They are from this world. They exercise kingship and dictatorship, and just like the natural world does out there. But they're cloaked up as preachers. I am not from this world. And Jesus said, I'm not from this world. See, he's from the spirit. And thus I told you that you will die in your sins. See, that's what they die in. They die in their sins. Why? For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. See, that's the thing. A religious structure will never exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It cannot. Because the minute it exalts the Lord Jesus Christ, then they lose their power and their kingdom that they have established in this world. Because mm-hmm. the minute they will exalt Jesus and recognize who Jesus is as the light of the world, sure they'll mention his name just
just to deceive the people.
Yeah, it's just for deception, exactly. But in it all, they will never truly, really exalt and recognize the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't, it says here, you will die in your sins. And that's what these people do. They die in their sins. I knew that J.K. from Crystal. When I first saw him, when you hear people talk about these people, like they're some god, you know, all your life. And then finally, when I was about 15, 16, we went to Crystal Spring Colony, and I came across him, and he was going on about traditions and religion and stuff like that. And I thought to myself that a scripture came to me, is that the man? Is das der Mann? Just like Lucifer back in the day, he made everybody tremble. And here this guy made everybody think that he is really something. And I saw him and I thought, he's not more than a worm, like anybody else in this world. And here people had exalted him above which he was not. He was just an earthly, worldly man. And then the same way with, I knew that Jake from Blumengard, very good. Like he used to come to Miami Colony like on a regular basis. And I thought he was actually a terrorist. He liked to terrorize people and fear-monger them with his religion and with his ideologies of putting people in punishment, punishing them. I thought that guy is a real terrorist, and that's what these preachers are. When they terrorize people with their religion and with their fear-mongering and thinking that they have control over people's souls and they don't have no right over nothing, the Lord Jesus Christ came to purchase our salvation, and he made a way. That's what I always say. You know what? Nobody died for me, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he bought my salvation, my liberty, and him I will honor and worship. Not those religious leaders that have not done anything but led you down the road of deception.
They're not of God, they're of the devil. And you know, like I say, I'm glad I went through all that. Now I can really expose them, and like I say, I don't take joy in doing what we're doing. But if we don't do it, it's just not going to get done, because first of all, nobody knows about what we and I know. Another thing, they don't have the backbone to say what we and I are saying, because they're afraid, they're threatened by what they're going to do to them. And see, the Lord allowed us to see, I want to, like that Leonard. He's apparently the big hunter now. He's the big man that everybody looks up to, but he's just a slimy sleazebag, right? I don't go looking for these things that I know about these people. It just somehow, the Lord has a way of bringing it to me. Like I told you yesterday about what went down with that Henry from Rose Bank and that Paul and that Mick. I didn't go looking for it. Somebody brought it to me. And if I told you it was, they would probably go and terrorize and persecute them for telling me that. And like I say, all this information comes to me. Like, back in the day when they, that Delta Colony up there, they started building the bottom lane up there at Austin, and then they built that Delta Colony, and that Leonard, he was building that place up down there, and maybe up to 3-4 years to finally to get it built up. And that Leonard, he wanted to be, when they split up, they usually put you in the hat, and then they split up, but he wanted to go to Delta. Well, the way they do it, they put the collars in the hat, and then this preacher pulls the ticket out, and then if it's on there, Sturgeon Creek, then you go to Sturgeon Creek. But he's a sleaze bag, he's a slime bag, and he manipulated this whole thing. And he stepped back, and he knew he wanted to go to Delta. He wanted, so he made it happen his way, and what he did. And like I say, I don't go looking for these things. I'm just showing you what kind of a sleazebag these leaders are, especially that Leonard. He's a first-class sleazebag. He has absolutely zero zilch from any Christianity of that kind. He's completely clueless. In fact, what he does, he goes and persecutes Christians. As soon as somebody, there's a movement in the colony, some people get bored again, they're right in there, and they try to snuff it out. But anyway, going back to that Sturgeon Creek, so they built that place up. Well, the time comes when you share everything. You split up the goods and everything. And then that last thing they do, they put two Sturgeon Creek and Delta in the hat. And then there's two preachers there. I don't know what that name of that other preacher was. But see, they put in there Sturgeon Creek on one ticket and supposedly Delta on the other ticket. So, And he was sitting back because he's a slime bag, a sleaze bag. How he manipulated that whole thing. How he's going to do that so that at the end of the day, he's going to be end up a Delta colony. And so they got together. You know, the whole colony gets together. The men, they get together. And there was some kind of a dispute going on there. How are they going to split up this way and that way? And he was causing this great uproar and there. And then, oh, man, it was here and back and forth, back and forth. So what he did, what the slime bag did, he knew already what he's going to do. See, there's the hat. And then he put Sturgeon Creek on the ticket. He put Sturgeon Creek on both tickets, really. And then what he did, he caused his uproar. Usually it's the older preacher that pulls the ticket first. He was supposed to pull the ticket first. But see, what he did, he caused his uproar, and then he gave it to, I think his name was David or something. So he gives him here, like in his, pretending he was mad, here, pull your lot. Well, he just grabbed in and picked up his ticket. Of course there's Sturgeon Creek on there, because both of them are Sturgeon Creek. And see what he did then. What you're supposed to do, you go take the other ticket and you're supposed to show it to the people. But what does he do? He takes that other ticket and he puts it in his pocket. You know? Mm-hmm. I can't prove this, but that's what he did. Why would he put the other ticket in his pocket? Because there was Sturgeon Creek on both of those tickets. And see, he wanted to go to Delta. He didn't want to be in Sturgeon Creek. He wanted to move up to Delta with all the new houses and all the new equipment. Everything up there is new. And he's close to his father-in-law, that old Eli from Hidden Valley, and he wanted to live up in that area. So he's going to manipulate something. And here it is, end time. The Bible says everything will be exposed. I don't know who told me all that stuff, but here in his end time, we're exposing all these things, because he says before the Lord comes, he's going to even expose the intent, the very intent of a burning heart. That's how he came to be a Delta. That's how they split up with that Westview colony. Probably did the same thing. Maybe they both agreed to do that. I don't know how they split up, but anyway, he stays in Delta because that's his kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's his kingdom, of Leonard Delta's kingdom. He is the king of that Delta colony. And then he makes sure his sons get to be preachers and his sons get to be boss. It's all political manipulation. That's why I got him exposed. I got his number, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the biggest crux is going, and they walk free, you know? And then they got you and I in the house, like, we're the culprits. Mm-hmm. And when he gets to hear this, he's gonna figure out a way how he can get after me, but he can't, because the Lord won't allow it. And we're just exposing these people, the unfruitful work that are. Beware of false religions, here it is in time especially. Because inside, when you challenge them, I tell you what, they're ravenous wolves. And then, like I say, they would have burned us at the stake 10 times over already if the law of the land would allow it. And we're just bringing out how corrupt these people are. Like you said about that Glumagard Jake, I got his number too, because I was under his clutches there for a while. And they're ruthless people. Mm-hmm. They're exactly what it says here. Inwardly and inside, they're ravenous wolves. But you'll never know it if you don't challenge them. Mm-hmm. That's why I challenge them. And woof, out comes. You don't have a wife. You don't have any children. Just simply because you're telling them the truth. I told my father-in-law the truth. And they can't handle the truth because they're not of God. They're of the father, the devil. Mm-hmm. That simple. I do. Do I want to say these things? I wish I could sound different. I wish I could say they're of God, but I can't. And see, you and I, we've lost everything already. So it's no problem for you and I to tell the truth.
That's right.
The way it is. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is have a little bit of an IQ of a brain, and then you can see it for yourself. You shouldn't even have to be the one telling you that. You should see that corruption for yourself. And that's all we're doing. We're just doing exactly what the Bible says. Here in the end time, God is going to expose the very intent of a person's heart. Because here in the end time, everything is coming out in the open. and tend to their heart, and before it's all over, it's just going to be as clear as crystal. And all we're doing, we're just bringing it out, and the open so people can judge it for themselves. Because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree, no matter how hard you try to make it bear good fruit, it's utterly impossible, because that other tree is not a good tree. It cannot bear good fruit. It's just that simple. And all we're doing, telling people the truth, it's just the fact of the matter. It's just the way it is.
Exactly right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to bring to light the works of the enemy, Lord, and what he uses. Religion and people that do not want people to come to the light, Lord, and we just want to expose it so people can come to the light, and we just know we don't have any hard feelings about these people at all, Lord, but we just want them to come to repentance, because you are not willing that any should perish, Lord, but that they would repent and own up to their wicked ways, Lord, and how they terrorize people and keep them in bondage, Lord. When Jesus came to set the captives free, Lord, we just want to expose them, and we want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.